single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
I'm John Smizer, and it's a joy to be with you today as we begin our time in God's Word. It's a wonderful thing to set aside, and we just prayed as we began this taping that we would be centered and focused on God. And that's our desire as we share these words, that from His Word we would receive a inspiration and encouragement, but that we would step away from all of the hassles and struggles that we've maybe been through or will be through today. But we want to see God at work. Psalm 119, longest chapter in the Bible, but it's also a powerful concept or understanding of how God's Word, His law, His precepts, His commands can be good in our lives. So as we enter into this today, I want us to prepare our hearts, and I encourage you just to sit there and say, God, I'm turning away from all the other things that occupy my mind, and I look to You. Here in Southern California, there's a lot of freeway busyness I just got off of, and I just wanted to center on the things of God now. And in Psalm 119 today, we're going to see His work as He speaks His Word, as we take His Word, and as we... rabbit here for a minute. We're going to have a dairy discussion today. Things of cows and things like that. But we'll get to that here in a minute. So I just pray as you prepare for God to speak to you, that you open yourself to hear Him.
Psalm 119, verses 89 through 104. Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve You. If Your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget Your precepts, for by them You have preserved my life. Save me, for I am Yours. I have sought out Your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me, but I will ponder Your statutes. To all perfection I see a limit, but Your commands are boundless. Oh, how I love Your law! I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on Your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey Your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I may obey Your word. I have not departed from Your laws, for You Yourself have taught me. How sweet are Your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from Your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path.
In 119, the Psalm 119, you've been familiar for a few days here, recognizing that almost every verse in this chapter references the Word of God, the commands or the edicts or the way He has spoken in times past. Now, when I was growing up, there was a little phrase that we would use at times in the play yard when we're outside and kids are being kids, and we would go, well, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. And those are false comments. They're trying to cover an injury maybe that some other person has said. And in this portion that we're looking at today, we recognize the power, the ultimate power of God's Word. As we look here in Living Life, the opening section of verse 89 reads, "Your Word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." Do you remember in the beginning God created? And it was that He spoke, He said, and these things came into being that had never been before. Bara, out of nothing came these creations that we speak of in Genesis 1 and 2. And so God's Word is such a powerful force. What we need to do is allow it to take root in our lives. It goes on here in a wonderful passage where it said in verse 94, it says, "Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts." Now, for me, I'm a guy, and can you tell? Yeah, I'm a guy. And at points, whenever I get a new tool or a new toy or a new table to put together, you know, you go to IKEA and you open the package and there's all these parts and you're supposed to read the instructions. Well, I'm not always there to read the instructions. I set the instructions aside and start pulling things out and putting them together. And I forget. No, I don't. I ignore those instructions. And as it said here, that "Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. I've looked after them." Now, usually I start looking for the directions about the second or third time I've tried to put together this piece, whatever it might be, or pulled this tool out, and it's about, I work with it for a while, and finally I just say, okay, I'm going to go look at the directions. Life may be that way sometimes. When we say, yes, we're followers of God, and we're going to seek to do His will, I encourage you to look to Him first in ways that would really transform our lives. It would, in reality, it would surely make things much better for us if we sought His precepts. Sometimes I'm too strong-willed and I think, oh, I know what to do here. I know how to handle this. I can take care of that myself. And then ultimately, when all is said and done, I cry out, oh Lord, help me. I seek Him. But that's the great thing. Some folks turn away from Him. Let me give you an example. Sometimes people in crisis who say, well, how did God do this to me? And they reject or turn their back. Those crises are the very times when we need to turn to Him. We need to seek Him and say, oh God, what would you have me do? What would you have me learn? What would you have me say? What would you have me be? There are things that He wants us to change in our lives. Oh, wait a second. Am I speaking to some folks who may be perfect? Well, I'm not. If you come alongside me and you say, yeah, I'm not perfect either, then there's the part we still need to seek God, see His answers, His solutions. His way of doing things is much better than anything we could ever think of. And so at that point, we would really live out, save me, for I'm yours. And we need to, as the psalmist says, I have sought out your precepts. We need to go after those precepts. Now, I mentioned the idea that we were going to talk about dairy products and things. What I was going to call your attention to was in verse 97. It says, oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it day long. Now, at a point, you're familiar with the way cows eat. And you know they bring it back and they kind of chew on it again. And then they'll swallow it. And a little later they'll bring it back up again. And they'll chew it on. You know, until they've taken every bit of nourishment out of that morsel of food, they will keep chewing on it. chewing their cud. So for you and I, it would be very appropriate as we consider meditating on God's Word is to chew on every portion of His Word that we come across until we've gotten all the nourishment out of it that we can. Let's seek God today with all our hearts. At the end of a long day, at the time when we're just maybe feeling used up, sometimes we need a burst of energy, kind of a refreshment, kind of to get us going again. God's Word is just that item that we need. Here it is in Psalm 119, verse 103. It says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." I must tell you that at points in time, that honey is that burst of energy that we may need. It's sweet, it tastes good, it's very wonderful to take in, but it's also that will give us an energy to go on and to be more than what we could have been. It's better than Red Bull or Monster drink or whatever energy drink you may. Honey itself is that source of refreshment, as is God's Word. We thank God for that. Will you thank Him with me today? Heavenly Father, we praise Your name for Your goodness and Your blessing in our lives. So often we get busy and fill our minds and hearts and lives with other concerns beyond Your Word. This Psalm 119 is so important, or causes us to remember how every part of our life can be renewed and refreshed and energized through Your Word and our relationship with Your Word and with You through it. Father, I pray today that we would truly seek You, that we would chew on every portion of Scripture You give to us to gain all the nourishment we can. In Your precious name, amen.
Program은 시청자 여러분의 소중한 후원으로 제작됩니다.